Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Father and I went down to camp along with Captain Gooding, and there we saw some men and some boys, and they were as thick as hasty pudding. Yankee Doodle, keep it up. Yankee Doodle, dandy. Mind the music and the step, and with the girls, be handy. There was Captain Washington upon a slapping stallion.
Oh.
Oh. A giving orders to his men. I guess there was a million.
Mm.
Well, and then the feathers on his hat, they look so tarnal finna.
Mm?
I wanted to pockily to give to my Jemima. And then we saw a swamping gun, large as a log of maple, upon a deuced little cart, a load for father's cattle.
Almost rhymes.
And every time they shoot it off, it takes a horn of powder. It makes a noise like father's gun, only a nation louder. I went as nigh to one myself as Sia's underpinning, and father went as nigh again. I thought the deuce was in him.
Oh, wow.
I'm simply reading.
I know.
We saw a little barrel, too. The heads were made of leather. They knocked upon it with little clubs and called the folks together. I don't know what the is going on with this song.
Hey.
And there they'd fife away like fun and play on cornstalk fiddles. And so I think I'm beginning to think that back in the day.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, this is our 4th of July show, ladies and gentlemen.
History.
Yes.
I believe someone back in the 1700s, the late 1700s, someone was dropping acid.
Well,
listen,
Mike,
to this lyric.
This is before the internet, so they had to beat their leather in a different way.
This is true. Mm. The heads were made of leather. They knocked upon it with little clubs and called the folks together. I would assume it's a drum he's talking about.
Could be.
Yeah, a drum head.
Kind of drum.
And there they'd fife away like fun and play on cornstalk fiddles. Lots of imagery here.
I have no idea what a cornstalk fiddle is.
And some had ribbons red as blood all bound around their middles.
Mm.
You know what? I think one thing hasn't changed in 300 years is that people just are bad at rhyming.
The troopers, too, would gallop up and fire right in our faces. It scared me almost to death to see them run such races. Uncle Sam came there to change some pancakes and some onions for Lass's cake to carry home to give his wife and young ones. But I can't tell, half I see, they kept us such a smother. So I took my hat off, made a bow, and scampered home to mother.
Ah, mother.
Mm. Iambic pentameter.
That's Pony's favorite verse.
Iambic pentameter. Cousin Simon grew so bold, I thought he would have cocked it. It scared me so I streaked it off and hung by father's pocket.
A lot of talk about mom and dad.
There seems to be a lot of inside pocket stalk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cornstalk fiddling.
And there I saw a pumpkin shell as big as mother's basin.
Oh, mother's basin.
And every time they touched it off, they scampered like the nation.
Scamper.
Yankee Doodle, keep it up. Yankee Doodle dandy. Mind the music and the step. And with the girls, be handy.
Mm. I just thought. I think it's
just
wonderful.
You know, We've heard it a lot of times, and I figured I'd give you the lyrics to Yankee Doodle.
Well, Mike,
dandy,
as a classic rock jock, that is on your resume. I'm glad you finally gave us the album cut.
Thanks
and
so
not
much.
The single, because now we really know what's going on with their cornstalk fiddling.
I could have read it like Shatner, you know, Yankee Doodle, Keep it up. But I was, you know, I'm sitting there, and I don't know why I discover things for the show. It's weird. My mind goes in weird places.
Sure.
And I'm looking at this, and I just said, those lyrics are so out there. I have no idea. I guess they're talking about a band getting the, I have no idea.
It's slang. There's a lot of slang. Now, I do know that, like, when they said, stuck a feather in his hat and called it macaroni. I think
right.
that has to do with...
Marconi?
No. The guy who invented radio. No. It has to do with being like overly fashionable, like a fop.
By the way, not one, but not in here. You didn't hear me say macaroni
I didn't. And I was waiting.
Because they modified it because it was a... It's Yankee Doodle, keep it up, Yankee Doodle Dandy. Mind the music and the step and with the girls be handy.
But there's not
now,
the
what
verse.
Does that mean? Ooh. Handy? You mean you're copping a feel? Is that what you're doing? Are you going out there and copping?
Not okay these days, Mike.
No, that's not okay. That is no means no, Oscar.
No.
That's right. With your hand on Betsy Ross's thigh.
Oh, right.
That's no good.
Gross. By the way, what's a slapping a stallion? Is that... what is... A slapping stallion would be something I think you would find, you know, on RedTube.
Would it could it be that you know? You're on a horse and you're slapping its haunch to make it run faster?
But it's slapping stallion.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What's it in context?
You're fighting for freedom.
That's right.
Right.
Because you hate the British.
Now, here's the one that I literally do not have any clue what it is.
All right.
And then the feathers on his hat, they look so tarnal fina.
Spell it.
T-A-R-N-A-L-F-I-N-A. Tarnal fina. I wanted Pockley to get.
Game of
to
Thrones
give
reference.
To my Jemima. He wanted to steal the feather and give him to Jemima?
Yeah, Game of Thrones reference.
Could be.
Game of Thrones reference.
That's when he started. That's actually when they started writing the book.
Yeah.
George R.R. Martin started writing
and then young Marjorie, with her breasts so perky, was blowed up bad in the big triangle because Cersei is a jerky.
There's a thread on Reddit that's trying to get Marjorie back onto Game of Thrones.
By the way, don't the creators of Game of Thrones, and it always gets back to that
it does.
On the show, don't they really just give you regular names like Marjorie, but then they spell it Marjeeertyerer, you know? I mean, that's the way they do that on that type of thing. But
Matthew Bloom has found a picture of a cornstalk fiddle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
It's
well,
like a stalk of corn that they've just kind of cut sections out of, and then you use another piece of corn and you just kind of play it like a fiddle.
Mm-hmm.
That's
I'm trying to find audio.
Yeah. You know what? And I'll tell
like
you something.
Like Glockenstocks.
That's like what?
Like a Glockenspiel?
Glockenspiel, that's what I meant.
Glockenstocks,
well,
you know.
Well, you know, now that we've officially chased all of our listeners away, I think we can start the effing show.
Good idea.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
B-A-C-A-T-I-O-N.
This is the worst 4th of July ever. I hate America.
Let's say it with firecrackers and banners held high. Let's have a real old-fashioned noisy 4th of July.
Sky rockets in flight.
Woo!
Afternoon delight.
Whoop.
Yeah. Box will fly.
Let me stand next to your fire.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
Brightest hit the night on you.
Celebrate the independence of your nation by blowing up a small part of it.
In the summertime,
fun in the summertime.
Lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer.
Summertime, 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 summertime.
Boys and summer,
but there ain't no cure for the summertime.
Hot town, summer in the city.
Summer sun, summer.
Summer wind,
a summertime,
a summer love.
Girls in the summer clothes.
It was summertime in northern Michigan.
All hits all summer long on WAVA.
You yell barracuda. Everybody says, huh? What? You yell shark. We've got a panic on our hands on the 4th of July.
Fireworks are hailing over Little Eden.
Hey, baby, it's the 4th of July.
Fire.
A
bet this place sells illegal fireworks.
God bless America.
America.
Young America.
To the kids in America.
Bye-bye, Miss American Pie.
Okay, by me in America.
American woman.
Coming to America.
Love American style.
United we stand, divided we fall. We're Americans, and that says it all.
I believe in America. America's made my fortune.
Mexican America.
Great American melting pot.
For America.
America.
Okay, now, everybody, stand back while I celebrate freedom.
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 Boom, 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 boom. I feel free.
Freedom.
Chimes of freedom flashing.
They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom.
Talking about freedom.
Freedom.
Don't be afraid of your freedom.
Yeah, I'm free.
I'm free to do what I want in any old time.
Freedom!
You're gonna stand there owning a fireworks stand and tell me you don't have no black cats, no Roman candles, or screaming meanies? You don't got no lady fingers, buzz buttles, snicker bombs, church burners, finger blasters, gut busters, zippity doodahs, crap flappers, no spleen splitters, whisker biscuits, honky lighters, hoosker do's, hoosker don'ts, cherry bombs, nips and dazers, with or without the scooter stick, or one single whistling kitty chaser?
God bless the USA!
A real live nephew of my Uncle Sam, born on the 4th of July.
Cherry time.
Whatever the product, let's face it, the Japanese have always had that little extra something special. But it's important to make sure as Americans that our priorities are with domestically produced products. Because let's face it, there's a different kind of war going on today.
I'm a U.S. Mayor.
Serving U.S.A.
Jet propelled back home from overseas to the U.S.A.
R.O.C.K. in the U.S.A. R.O.C.K. in the U.S.A.
It's true.
It's the Michael Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, here's Mike.
Well, 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 how is that for celebrating the kickoff to your 4th of July, everybody? Live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online everywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe. Because they get it. If you're here, you will too. Our phone line's always open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. When we're on, you can call us anytime. Our show today brought to you by Bowl and Branch. I got to tell you, I never gave much thought to sleeping on sheets.
Right.
I love it. You know, I get in bed, they're there. Bowl and Branch has changed the way I think about bedding. I love Bowl and Branch. They have reinvented sheets and bedding with the sole purpose of making your nights more comfortable than ever. And you will, I mean it, you will notice a difference. That is not a copy point. That is not something they tell me. That is what I'm telling you. You will notice the difference just like I did when I rolled over to my wife and I looked at her and I said, these feel kind of different. I don't get it. She said,
those are those new sheets that you're advertising.
You can only get their products at one place. That's BowlandBranch.com, where you're only paying for quality sheets, not department store overhead. They are amazing, luxurious, 100% organic, and they're only a couple of $100. And you can visit Bowl, that's B-O-L-L, and Branch.com, and you can try them out risk-free for 30 nights. Even better, go to BowlandBranch.com today for 20% off your entire order. Sheets, towels, blankets, duvet covers, everything, plus free shipping. Just remember the promo code TMOS. Also, they have their fair trade certification. Listen to what they do. They donate a portion of every sale to fight human trafficking. They're good folks. Remember, bowlandbranch.com and the promo code TMOS. That's B-O-L-L and branch.com and TMOS. One of my favorite things to do every year is listen to what was put together. He takes a lot of crap like we all do, but Rob Spiewak, who put that together.
Oh, thank
I don't
you.
Know how many years ago.
A couple years ago. I would start it out just because you wanted the tape of David Spade at listing the fireworks.
Right.
And I said, you know what might go with that? And then it just, it built and built and built. It's like 5 minutes long, I think.
So do you, did you build it over the years or did
it
you
has
just...
It's been slightly altered every year. I think I usually end with a different song. And it probably could get an update pretty soon because I think there's some, there's a new Fallout Boy song called 4th of July. So.
Oh, it's so much fun. It is so much fun to listen to that. That is one of my, I remember the
first
time
you put.
Puts in the mood.
It does. Oh, he put the, you know, and we
turn
were going
off
on
the
vacation,
lights and get out of here.
Oh, it was awesome, man. It was just great. And I love it because it's got every single element.
Yeah, thank you.
4th of July.
There it is. Now let's get happy, everybody. Well, you know, I can start with that. Yesterday, after the show was over, and Mrs. O'Mara had been out with the little guy, and I came out of the studio. We record two on Thursdays, and I walked out of the studio, and she said, car won't start. I don't know what it is. There's something.
Boy.
There's an indicator light that's going. And, you know, she does that like a woman talks to her husband about cars if they don't know about cars.
Oh, by the way.
There's plenty of women that are good mechanics, I'm sure, out there. I don't want to discriminate because
no,
that's not
what
I'm
about.
No, it's
just signaling to you that you need to go and fix that.
I can't punch my way out of that misogyny right
there.
I
will say this, Mike. I think that it was a really sort of a 4th of July miracle that you debuted your Carla impression during the Bowl and Branch spot.
Yeah.
It was good.
Car won't start. Car won't start. I don't understand
your
what's wrong with it.
Hips are all messed.
Car's right. Wrong. I don't know what's wrong with it.
Both hips are shot.
Yes.
Hi, Mom. I'll be caring for an invalid for the rest of the summer. So anyway.
Luckily, there's not a lot of hills around here. There's a lot of wheelchair action. Yeah. Both hips are shot.
Can you believe he's going to be on a walker? Oh, my God. Anyway, so. So she comes out, and I run out to the car, and I get into my 2013 vehicle.
Right.
And I turn it on, and it is an SUV. And as I turn it on, I see there's nothing except the indicator light, and then it shows me that it's in four-wheel low, which is a little picture of a mountain. That's a universal symbol for, you know, you're in four-wheel drive to climb a mountain. They have a picture of a mountain there. And then... I hit the brake. You have to step on the brake to turn the ignition on, and I do it again, and then it goes, and I look, and it says ABS brakes. And so it's got all the bells and whistles, this car. Fine automobile. Truly fine automobile.
Is the click, click, click?
I got 70,000 miles on this car. I'll probably put 200,000 on it.
Is the click, click, click the low battery click, click, click that goes back to even when we used to drive?
Well, I went inside and I went online. I didn't want to call the roadside assistance because I thought I might be out of warranty.
Because you were in the driveway, not on the road.
Mm-hmm. I was not. Well, I was out in front of the house, so I technically was on the road.
Okay.
So I go back and I look online, and that's the thing they say right away, battery. But I don't have a charger. And I don't want to. I just don't want to F with this car because this car's a little finicky. So I call roadside assistance and ask if I'm under warranty, and they say yes.
Oh,
it's not 50,000 miles; it's 100,000 miles.
Big win! Big win!
Somewhere along the line, your boy decided when they were pitching me one of those crappy extended warranties. I said yes.
Never have you felt so excited to have a broken automobile.
Oh, I was wondering. Well, the guy came out, and the guy was great. The guy reminded me of Cedric the Entertainer, the guy that was driving the tow truck. And we chatted, and he was talking about the traffic down here at 4th of July. We had a great time, and he immediately said, let me see where that battery is. He takes his little machine out, pops it on, boom. No fuss, no tow necessary. I'll drive it down to the shop to get a new battery. I'll do that right away. No problem at all. And we were very, very happy about that. And he went on his way. I think at the end of the process, he may have wanted a tip.
That's customary.
But, I think that's customary. Or at least offer him a bottle of water.
I didn't have any cash. I didn't have any cash, and I was a busy guy. And
did you have an 8x10 to sign for him?
I had nothing. I had nothing to give him.
That's the worst.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's the holidays.
I'm sorry. To be honest with you, the guys that put down the floor, I gave them $50 each. What do you think of that?
That's man.
Good. That's good.
What do you think about that?
Yeah.
Pretty good, huh? That's
great.
Pretty good. I gave them
$50
each.
Did you do an inspection before you did that?
Well, they're coming back anyway because they've got a section they have to finish.
You don't tip until they're done.
I don't care.
Dangle
the job
that carrot.
They're never
this
coming.
This job was so well done that I don't care. And you know what? This is why. You want to know, ladies and gentlemen, you want to know why my philosophy is don't get happy?
Yeah.
Because even when I have a moment that I do, someone like Oscar will waltz in and talk about emphasizing the negative.
Right.
I gave him the tip, okay? So anyway, so they
he said I'm out of cash, and then he walked over and popped the thing off the positive pole of the battery.
Good luck, man.
Yeah, have fun, buddy.
It's been real.
Now, where I get my car serviced, there's a guy that I've been dealing with down here. His name is Al and Albert, and he's a really nice guy, and he's a super super cool guy. And well, that's really great. That's a great one. It's not Albert Brooks. Boy, wouldn't that be something, you know?
Hey, it looks like a really bad battery.
Yeah, you got to get that in there.
You're going to need 10 volts of power.
How many volts?
45. They're only 44. But anyway, that's broadcast news.
Wow.
Going back to that. Yeah. All right, Albert Brooks movies. It's unfortunately that prior to, you know, after 85, there weren't any more Albert Brooks.
No, you're right.
So the thing about, I get down there, and he's in, when I heard the guy you're going to be seeing is Albert, I said, this is great because he's my guy.
Yeah, connection.
I've dealt with him, and I know him, and when you know your guy, you're fine. And so we go down there, and he says, they'll give you a courtesy car wash. It'll take longer. The courtesy car wash is going to take longer than it'll take to put in your battery. You'll be all set to go. You'll be good to go. So we just casually.
Fat Albert.
He's not.
Oh, he's skinny.
He's in great shape.
Hey.
He's in fantastic shape.
Hey, there's something in your drink.
He's fantastic shape. And so we go down, and he knows that I do this show.
Oh, good.
But he doesn't listen to it, so he is not aware of it. But we chat. And then I go back and I walk around the showroom while I'm waiting. And then I go back to his office. And as we're chatting, we just, you know, we're talking about boating. We're talking about the busyness of summertime. It's gotten more trafficky down here. This is one
all
of
the hot topics.
This is one of the fastest growing
the
areas of the nation. We're talking about the algae plume,
the
that's
infrastructure
down here, where they're polluting the
small
water down
talk.
Here in
the
South
gators.
Florida. And then just out of nowhere, he said, he looks at me, he says, so, who are you voting for? It's been my experience that when you get that question, you're not getting it from a Cankles supporter. It's not.
Oh, finally.
No, because what is it? I mean, and it just seems to be painting with a broad brush. The Trump supporters are more excited about their candidate than the other candidate.
They're passionate.
They're very passionate.
They want everybody to know what's going on, and they're I know what's coming. And I said,
"What do you do?" Because there's two paths you can pick. There's a fork in the road.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, the bottom line is, on this radio show, I pick a certain path. I don't do that in my private life.
Good.
I look at him and I say, "You're not going to like the answer." I said, "You're not going to like the answer that I'm going to give you." Well, who are you? I said, "I'm voting for Hillary."
Ugh.
And so
you
what's
didn't take
that? What's that? Chad. Okay, you're in the wrong studio.
No,
douche.
No.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You
don't
said,
give me that. Don't give me that exhale when I say Hillary.
Because
for God's sake.
No, you're misconstruing the reason why.
You're misconstruing it, Mike.
The reason why I said
misconstruing.
Whatever. The reason why I said that is because you said that you try to keep it private in your private life.
No,
and you didn't.
I don't. I'm loud as hell. It's the opposite.
Yeah,
when
but
you wanted me to go
the
other direction
here.
On the show.
It's
what's
the opposite
that?
Here. You just, no. you, everybody knows who you're going to vote for.
Yeah, but I don't make it a part of the show on a daily basis. I don't.
Mike,
I could do an hour every day.
You could do a spinoff show every week, and that could be possible as well. And
you
talk
mean like
about it there.
Political persuasion?
Yes.
Oh, that's a good name.
I decided I didn't want to do that. That's coming up, though. So anyway.
Great for our nation's birthday, Mike.
No, what I'm saying is I back away from the topic on the show. I don't make the show overtly political. In my private life, if somebody brings it up, I'm not gonna hide from the fact that I'm voting for somebody.
What
because,
do you win so, by telling that person if you know there's gonna be confrontation?
What does he win by asking me who I'm voting for?
No, but you already know what's happening. He's not smart enough to realize what's about to happen.
But what do you suggest? I'm not.
This is not about who you're gonna vote for. This is about your calculated risk that you're taking on.
No,
so
don't perceive it as a risk.
No.
This is somebody I'm buying a battery that's going to be
because if
in my
Mike
car.
Doesn't talk, pretty soon Albert is going to be the dictator of Florida.
And by the way, I know there are irrefutable facts. The facts are he's not going to convince me. I'm not going to convince him.
Right.
So I know that's not going to happen. So as I say, I have a choice,
yes.
which it is to answer the question. I realize, well, I'm going to answer the question, and then I'm going to be as polite as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Because I'm not going to, you know, and because the people that we are so divided, that's why I mentioned that at the beginning of the show. I said I got two choices to make here, you know. But the fact is, the thing that's amazing on both sides is that there is no convincing anymore. And it just and where the confusion lies for a lot of people on the right is that they've got a guy that they don't want to support because they think he's an asshat, but they still hate the other person so much
mm-hmm.
that they're just in a quandary. But that's not my problem. I do not have that dilemma.
Good.
Which to me, I'm in the catbird seat. I'm very, very happy. So I look at him and I say at the top of my lungs, I say, Hillary. And he gives me the exact same grunt that you gave, which was a flashback where he's like, oh jeez, like rolling my eyes.
Sure.
Okay, incredibly competent. Yeah. not gonna drive the car off the cliff. Yeah, okay. So anyway, so he's rolling his eyes, and then he gives me a series of all the talking points that you hear every single day on every talk radio station.
And you knew this was coming because
I knew it was coming. But he's not being at all dickish about it at all. And we're going and we end up having a discussion. I pivot the conversation into common ground. I give him the same line. I said, you know what? Nothing you say is going to convince me, and nothing I say is going to convince you. So one of the things that I think, and this is really a theory I have about politics, is I said, the only way things are probably ever going to get done, at least in the foreseeable future, is for one team to kind of win it all.
Yeah.
And that's not the way I like it either, but that's going to weigh, because the whole idea of balance is gone. It's your team,
mm-hmm.
my team, and no one else wins, especially the country. And I believe that whether you're a Democrat or Republican. So we go on and we start talking about all that different stuff. But I know that because I've answered the question, and this is where you'll like this, Oscar, because I know that he's judged me now. He's judged me because his brain is so full of his...
Well, your
stuff.
Well, everybody who is passionate about their candidate is in the same boat,
right?
Everybody who's passionate
whether it's for Hillary, Bernie, or Trump.
I think
that is fair
has...
to say. It's you are passionate about your candidate. You've already judged the guy as well. He's
right.
judging you, except for he has the keys of the kingdom and how long it's going to take for you to get out of there.
Yeah,
but I don't. But that's not going to. I don't process things like that. I don't care. I really don't. I mean, I'm going to be
honest.
Oh,
turns out
with
your battery's not in stock.
Yeah, check those brakes.
That car
check
wash.
Check your brakes.
Let me tell you, that car wash.
Yeah. In answer
really
to that question, he gave me. I got out of there earlier. It was wonderful. And and so he says,
that's not the full diagnostic. Let's just get
him immediately, out of here. But immediately it goes to the same comedy area. And that's really where I think we all have a strength, where we can kind of laugh at our differences to an extent. And that's what we start doing. And he's going on and on. And, you know, there are a couple of head shakes on my part. There are a couple of head shakes on his part. And he says to me, just as I'm leaving,
mm-hmm.
he goes in the back. And we had a great conversation. We talked about a million things after that. But he definitely will always remember, just like the guys down here, once you're pigeonholed, if you live in an area,
you can't
surrounded,
shake it. You can't shake it.
I mean, there are parts of the country, you know, the bottom line is half the country thinks a certain way. Half the country thinks another way. And if you're in the right area, you're going to be, everybody's going to be hunky-dory. I like being in the area where they disagree with me.
Mike,
I like doing
what
it on the
about
show.
What we talked about not 3 weeks ago, where we said, I have a personal policy where I don't talk about politics and religion. I hope you can respect that.
No, that's no fun. That's no fun. That is so not fun. It's just not. And
it's
also
kind
really,
of, it's kind of fun. Because if it doesn't get real awkward and you realize that you're just going to be talking with no possible.
How is it fun if I say I have a personal policy where I don't talk about politics or religion? Do you happen to know that heritage? Have you seen the flag on St. Patrick's Day that flies? That's within my DNA.
Okay.
Seamus. I have a policy where I don't talk about politics or religion. That's no fun at all.
Yeah.
It's fun to talk about it. And because, you know, I don't do it that much because I really do believe that keeping it light is fun here.
Yeah.
And the whole reason I'm telling this story is because I'm keeping it light. Because at the end of the day, I'm driving out of the service bay and I see him with his grin on his face. And he comes out from the back and he said, I got you an ice cold water and I got you a koozie to keep it in.
Oh, wow. The koozie says Trump, make America great again.
Make America great again. And,
that
and
is hilarious.
And the only thing I was thinking is, you know, you can't see it here, but on the very bottom of this, it says made in China.
Of course, China.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. I'm just making
that
it
was
up.
Just but, his hat.
But it's just, it was funny. And you know, now it's like, you know, you would think that I would have no desire to deal with the guy or he wouldn't want to deal with me. It, the opposite is true.
Yeah.
That's the way. If you keep it light and you do it the same way and the right way, you can do that. I mean, I've got 90% of the guys that I hang with all the time down here are feeling that way. And they're that way. That's
but
the,
don't they if, just, they bully you.
They bully me. Certain, the, you know what? The idiots bully me. The idiots bully me.
Hey, did you
the
thank
guys,
Albert?
The guys that you know, are a little smarter don't really care about it that much.
Did you thank Albert for making your car great again?
How much is a battery on an SUV like that?
$180 Oh, $180
Brutal.
That is.
Yeah, it is brutal, but it's.
But you know what? If you got 70K off the first battery, that's not bad.
70,000 on the
and
first.
And your
battery.
Car didn't burn down like Rob's.
And the, shut and the up. Car didn't burn down. And speaking of cars, well, maybe guys. We can talk about that, your buddy. When we come back, because that's in the news today.
Yes.
The guy that is, all I know is there was a friend of ours named Mr. Todd Moore who's put a viral video up of his very own when he was driving his car on autopilot. And by the way, we'll come back and we'll talk about Teslas when we continue on the Mike O'Mara Show. Don't grunt at me anymore, Oscar.
No grunting.
Oh, hi. I love to spend the day at the beach with the sun and the fun and my oiled muscles. But at the end of the day, I want the funny. And I get so angry. Now, I listen to the Mike O'Mara Show every weekday at 7 p.m. And they make with the funny jokes and the laughter and things. And I love it. Sure, why not? The Mike O'Mara Show every night, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
Hello, everybody. This is Uncle Sam. For many of you, this will be a holiday weekend when you can spend time with your family and friends and celebrate the independence of our nation by attempting to blind yourself with an explosive device made in China. This weekend will also mean a little downtime for some well-needed R&R, chilling time with just you and the magic box, or the age-old time waster and brain melter, surfing the net. Well, I'm here to tell you, if you feel like participating in a little 4th of July online shopping, there's no better place to go than Amazon.com/TMOS. When you buy something through the TMOS link, you help out your favorite podcast, and you get great deals at the same time. You can bookmark the Amazon link at MikeOmaraShow.com or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Mmm, good. Good for you. Good for TMOS. Good for the country. Now go back and make some burgers out of that tainted meat!
Thank you very much.
I didn't know that you did, Uncle Sam.
That was great.
I don't know what that was.
That was George C. Scott.
Patton hybrid. So, you know, it's funny that it's all over the media now.
Yeah.
Where the Tesla guy was in May, did it happen? Where he was driving the
car.
He's
in Florida, yeah.
Autopilot around Gainesville, Florida, and, you know, an 18-wheeler turned into the way of the car, and bingo. Did you hear what they said from, I don't know whether it was Tesla that said this, that the sun in the guy's face prevented him or the autopilot from seeing the 18-wheeler. That's why the accident occurred.
Why would
occurred.
Sun have anything to do with autopilot?
So just to give you some perspective, I think that maybe I could explain. Maybe a lot of listeners don't understand what the autopilot is because they haven't seen this technology in play. A lot of these car manufacturers coming out with autonomous driving, which is basically autopilot for your vehicle where you are not touching the steering wheel. The car is driving itself.
Robot.
Tesla is one of these companies that has released a software update because that's how they do it now. You don't have to go into the shop where it's beta, which means it's still experimental that the car can drive itself.
Oh, my God. Where's my app? Where's my app?
And throughout the process, because it's experimental, you have to keep your hands on the wheel and watch the actual road, right?
Sure.
Well, the thing that got me is when they did say that both the driver and the autopilot system were affected by the sun.
Yes.
That's when I was kind of like Rob, where I said, well, Jesus, you know, if you've got that, obviously it's not, you know, this is not... Well, human proof, and I thought was the whole idea of autopilot.
Yeah, and I agree with you. The the people that are really championing autopilot.
They're big fans.
Is they say that a computer is smarter than a human being, right?
Yeah.
Right. That's what I thought.
And they should, and that the sensor should scan and stop anything that the human eye and the human driver cannot do. This may stop the actual development of autonomous driving overall, because it's proven that the computer can't compensate for everything.
All right, question for you, Oscar.
That's a massive setback.
Oh, yeah.
Question
for you,
Oscar.
Because even if that's, I just want, let me finish. Okay. If that is even slightly possible, then the whole idea of, you know, sitting there and reading your morning paper and drinking your coffee while your car drives you to work is gone. And that was what the entire technology was predicated
on.
And that's what Tesla's stock was hit by, I think, the most, because they, you know, they have this giant
leading.
It's kind of a drag. It's kind of sad.
Well, you know, I mean, if they thought that the first time there was a human at fault automobile accident in 1890 or whatever, if they said, well, obviously the human being is not capable of controlling a large machine like this, we must stop cars. It seems to me that yes, it is a setback, but to just table the entire program, to cancel it,
well,
doesn't that seem a bit drastic?
I've always thought that if you had this technology in its purest form and it becomes fully developed, that it would ultimately result in a tremendous improvement on congestion. Well,
safety,
you know, traffic
should be better.
The safety,
would be
technically, if
you
know? And look, this could be spin from the industry, but if you look at the numbers for the propensity for an accident, depending on road miles driven, right?
Yeah.
The autonomous miles driven, which are calculated and audited autonomously, they have a better safety record. This is the first fatality. With, if you compare the miles driven to compared to actual drivers driving on the road.
And it, right. I think it, what speaks to it is that if it is being done totally electronically and by a computer, it takes out emotion. It takes out stuff like if you have road rage or if you're an aggressive driver. And also think of that.
Takes out the potential of Joe Dirt, you know, taking his his little Hyundai with the large exhaust on it and driving 90 miles an hour past you in a 45 zone.
And also think about this. Never fatigue. Haven't you ever driven when you realize?
I hope I make it home.
I'm just so tired, but you really don't have that option.
Get drunk.
Yeah, I was.
And when you drink
actually,
and drive, which I do all the time,
I was trying to get an actual device that would make you be able to manufacture McDonald's soft serve ice cream in the car.
I think that's
great. Would prevent you from sleeping.
It's a different app.
that's what I used to do. I used to stop and get an ice cream cone because it would keep me awake.
And Mike, tell the truth, you ate the ice cream cone in an elementary school parking lot, which is not okay.
I know. Hey, it was right across the street.
So. On the other hand, if you're wondering, well, what about the safety features in some of these cars where they tout that you are in a steel cage, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The way that this vehicle impacted the tractor trailer, it went underneath the trailer. So the point of impact was the windshield. So if the point of impact would have been the front or back or side of the car, probably still would have been alive.
It was an odd confluence of
events.
It
was one of those faces of death.
Yeah.
Type of
very
accident.
Scary.
Horrifying.
It is.
Very, very, very scary.
But do you really think this will end the research?
I think it's, look, just like when people are figuring out how to fly jet planes, right?
Right.
Chuck Yeager had to go up in a zillion, I would say, how many miles, how many test flights did he have to go up in, right?
Yeah.
Before they were going to break the speed of sound.
Right.
If these guys, they didn't go through the NASA program or, you know, the Naval Academy or Air Force Academy, but they are testing this new technology.
Yeah.
And they're outside of Google just having their cars zip around their campus in San Francisco.
Right.
If you're on a highway in Florida, you're a test pilot. And if you're using this. There's going to be accidents.
Jay Leno's testing that technology, too. Let's listen to Jay.
500 horsepower. That's right. 2,500 horsepower.
Here's Jay testing the technology.
What could go wrong?
Here comes Jay. It looks fine now. His hands are off the wheel.
Yeah. Oh.
There's that. I use that just as an excuse to look at that wreck. Damn it.
My father's car has the capability of the park. You get park. You can parallel park it by
itself.
Self-parking,
yeah.
They use a lot of people. They use.
I've never
that.
Done it.
Just,
I don't trust it.
It doesn't seem to take off. And yeah, that is the way I look at it.
I've
never, it's going to be a huge.
And I'm an old fogey for doing that, even at my age, because I look at it says you can park here. I'm like, oh, I know how to parallel park.
Yeah,
like I'm not going to trust this thing to run right into the car.
I think there are many advantages to this robot driving that could be, you know, really beneficial
down the
road. I hope that they see this as a wake up call, perhaps for some sort of regulation and testing before it rolls out, but not a total, stop of the research.
We have a vehicle down here. I don't mind saying what it is. It is a Volvo.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's right. Sexy. Bringing sexy back.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Boxy,
it's
but
a
good,
Volvo.
Mike.
It is a Volvo, and it actually has safety features on it. Volvo is all about safety, and it has, what is the thing called? I don't even know the name of it, but it's the thing, if you come up at a slow speed, it'll brake. It's got a sensor that snaps your head forward. And I've only experienced it once when the little gate didn't go up. And it kind of snaps your head back. And they some of them can be a little bit violent.
Can you turn that off?
Yes, you can turn it off.
Okay, so it's an option. Well, that's excellent.
Why would you want to turn it off, though? It'd save your life.
Well, what if you're committing suicide?
Oh.
It also has a little light indicator when there's somebody on your left side. So you won't go into the lane.
Because blind spots. Yeah.
Side view mirrors don't work. I mean, really, when you really want to talk about
eliminating
safety first is very, very cool. I'm all about that, and I'm bummed. Did you get a chance to talk to Todd about it yet? Did you guys talk about the crash?
No, and Todd, to be fair, he would probably give you a different answer, so I can't speak for him.
Yeah, much longer answer.
Would he be upset about this news? Would he be upset? Because he loved the technology.
Yeah, I think so, because the idea of a car driving you to work, and we already try to multitask as it is, wouldn't it be safer in general if you could do everything you were going to do anyways, but you also didn't have to worry about driving the car?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
sure. I think Todd's answer would be, I'm not helping him with it. But anyway, it's just my opinion. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun. I want to talk about interns when we come back
to
the Mike O'Meara Show. The love I was a sweet Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Texture. When it comes to magazines, you know what you like. And with Texture, you get everything you like in one super convenient place. The Texture app lets you tap into the world's most popular magazines anytime, anywhere, right on your smartphone. We talk about technology. We're just talking about it. It truly is amazing to me that now you can get so much content, content that would fill your garage.
Literally.
With paper. That you can get with the Texture app. Every magazine that you could possibly imagine, instant access to hundreds of your favorite articles, back issues, all the articles that interest you the most with Texture. You'll never run out of stuff you love. The Texture editorial team recommends new content for you every day, and you can get all the magazines. Vanity Fair, People, Us Weekly, Rolling Stone, Entertainment Weekly. It goes on and on and on. And you will always be one step ahead of what's going on because the top stories and noteworthy sections on the Texture app get updated throughout the day, so you won't miss a thing. And it's visually stunning. I have it on my tablet. It's fantastic. You can share Texture with the whole family. That makes it cost effective. Best part, Texture is offering a free trial right now when you go to texture.com/TMOS. That's texture.com/TMOS. Immediate access to all the top magazines. Stop binging for free. Start binging for free. I'm sorry. Right now at texture.com/TMOS. That's TEXTURE.com/TMOS and get started today.
Great at the pool. And at the beach, because you don't have to lug all the magazines you want to read. You read on your phone. It's great.
And they got video features too.
Oh, yeah.
That,
so good.
Got that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. We are 6 days away and counting now from the big cut, as I want to call it. We're big hip.
Is that what they're calling it on CNN when they have the graphic?
The big cut.
My mom said she's lighting a candle for you.
Mm. God bless her. I appreciate that. And
it's Slavinian. They go out.
I don't know. I may be trying to put it out of my mind a little bit.
Really?
Maybe just
are you
just
hugging your wife a little tighter? Are you hugging your son a little tighter?
You know what, Oscar? I watch a lot of Civil War movies, and let me tell you something. Even those guys lasted for a few days when the infection set in.
You'll be all right.
So I think it's going to be. I think it's going to be.
You're going to join that gang, Mike?
Thanks for that enthusiasm, bro. You'll be all right.
You'll be fine. Hey, I'm just going what Oscar said.
We're hoping for the best.
We're hoping for the best.
Thank you.
I know Carrie's at home right now finding clever memes to put on your Facebook.
My mom said.
Thank you.
¿Cuántos años tiene señor Mike? And I said, 57. I said, 57. He goes, oh, is he okay? I said, Mom, I don't think he is. Because in the
what
Latin,
does that mean?
Because in the
Latin, Mom, I don't think he is.
Because in the Latin culture, a hip replacement is something you get in your 80s, right?
Yes, I understand.
Yes.
And by the way, that's where I was with it too. I thought that's what until I started talking to people and I realized that there's a guy down here who's 49 that just got his.
I said it's an old football Americano injury, Mom. We would be okay.
Yeah, football. But the thing, Mike, is when a Bolivian gets a new hip at age 80, it's the hip of a burro.
That's what they do. They had a news story down here that talks about the way you can prepare for these things, and doing the exercises is the big deal. Not alcohol, no.
We have a few this weekend to help get ready.
I don't, I am going to go back and into my book and check out what the deal is with that. They don't want me to take any supplements of any kind. Yesterday was the last day for that.
Okay.
So I'm not taking any supplements, my vitamins and all that crazy stuff. That's kooky crazy vitamins.
Why would they, I mean, do they say why no supplements? I would think they would want
blood thinning. It's all blood thinning. Oh,
okay. Very good. So,
bleed out.
So no aspirin either, I guess.
No aspirin. No nothing, So it's like, ooh, my brain. but anyway, no. So I'm getting prepared and then. Then it's going to be scrub-a-dub-dub. Like, I'm going to probably be doing 2 showers a day, making sure my, my skin is sanitized and all that for that.
And baby, moisturized.
Baby soft.
Baby oil.
Probably not baby oil, probably not moisturized. Oh. You just scrub-a-dub-dub, scrubbing myself
Neutrogena.
Raw. That's the way that goes. But enough about me.
Do you have to shave your hip or do they shave it?
You have to shave everywhere, don't you?
As a matter of fact, the doctor has recommended a full Brazilian wax.
That'd be nice.
Prior to going in there, and but it has to be done by a family member. So that's why the other night when I was Carly came into the bedroom and I was in the middle of the bed, legs akimbo, saying I'm ready. And it was weird because I was naked from the waist down, and all I had in my hand was a lit candle.
oh, that's the wax you're using?
Yeah.
Okay, that should
candle
be nice.
Wax.
Yeah.
Is there a different kind?
Yeah, there. Was it honey?
Yeah, you could use, I suppose, honey. You could always use beeswax.
Yeah, well, that's she didn't say honey after
the
she
worst,
saw that.
Speewax.
Speewax is very, very
did the dogs cool. jump up on the bed?
No, the
force
dogs
of
are,
habit.
The dogs are now sequestered. The dogs are sleeping in the laundry room now.
Oh, how are they liking that? Because of
they
the new
hate
floor,
it. Frankie,
right?
the little whiner, hates it. Frankie is completely traumatized. Took him outside this morning. He began to eat grass.
Oh, he wants to vomit.
He's just completely out of sorts.
It's like Alcatraz to him.
Yeah. And Beluga did his traditional double pumper today because nothing phases Beluga.
Yeah.
And I, sometimes when I'm carrying his poop back to the driveway to throw in the trash, and I've got the poop bag that is the weight, seriously, of it would be like Dom DeLuise had been taken on a walk. And I just realized how I know his food. I dole out 2 scoops.
Yeah.
No, 3 scoops of dry dog food every day. That's it. That's what he gets. I'm not sure where he is getting his calories. He must be
snacking.
Skillful at any crap that falls on the floor.
Is your son feeding him?
Because yeah,
he thinks
goldfish?
It's fun. Because it's fun.
He might be.
Because when you're a kid, feeding a dog is just like, oh, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Beluga's like me. Beluga gimps around too. So
do you still let Beluga lick your plate?
No, I don't do that anymore.
Okay.
Only when I have the right peanut butter. The organic powdered peanut butter that I have.
Peanut butter.
Hey, Oscar, that's the second day in a row. If you're counting on shows that we've taped, that is now the official third reference to dogs licking peanut butter from private areas.
Exactly. We're hotter than the Nationals. What a streak.
All right, I have a question about interns.
Yes.
I haven't heard anything about our interns. Last year at this time, it seems like we were getting men on the street. We were getting interns running all over the place. I need an intern update because I'm not up there in Washington, D.C., and I don't see what's going on with them. So tell me what's going on with our interns.
Well, right
please.
Now, today is not a good day for Mac McIntosh.
Mm-mm.
Because
tell me why.
He was due in today. He was scheduled to be in today.
Do we have his phone number?
Yes, we do. Let's give him a call.
Just asking why he was supposed on the schedule.
Yeah,
today?
Mike, the old German excuse. He Uber slept, and
I'm sorry. That's what we're gonna. I'm gonna. It's time. It's
and
time
we
for
had
Mr.
a lovely
O'Meara
exchange. We had a lovely exchange where he texted Pony and said, I overslept. I obviously need to get a new alarm clock. This has to stop. And he showed me me his phone, and I texted back, "Hey, Mac, this is Rob. When you go to the alarm clock place, see if they sell interns."
So who do we have on deck today?
Today we have Brittany on the computer.
Brittany, hi, Brittany. How are you?
Hello, hello. Happy Friday.
Thank you.
Hey.
Okay, stop. She's an intern.
I'm not doing that. Rude. Right.
Anybody else in studio?
Mike?
No,
it was going to be Mac and Brittany, but Mac bailed.
So are we going to call Mac?
Yeah, I'm getting
call
him
Mac.
Up
it's time for Father to have a talk with him.
Father.
I think that's really.
Hello,
but
Father.
But anyway, are we giving them like any on-air projects where we can hear what they're doing?
Mr. Dotson is working on a movie review segment for us, as well as both interns.
How long has he been removed? We have movies that come out every week. Tell him to stop working on it and get it on the goddamn air.
And
we talked about that 3 weeks ago, for
And
God's
we'll
sake.
Have promos that hit the air next week.
You're
as well.
The intern taskmaster. Be a taskmaster, Rob.
Yeah, okay. Brittany, get off your ass.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just so lazy.
Is it a lack of I feel every week we talk about people doing things and then we don't hear them.
If this one is on me. I had something that come up this week.
You know what? I think life just happens.
Oh, she's so sweet. Look at that.
Yeah. This one's on me.
Brittany, all due respect, don't think that's your call. But anyway, I'm very, very excited to have... I want to hear the young people on the show, so I'd like them to be more involved,
okay.
And we should do that. And as far as Mac is Mac.
So always has been.
All right.
He's either in the parking lot of the Whole Foods.
He's at Whole Foods buying peanut butter, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Hello, gentlemen.
Is this Mike McIntosh? Are you listening to the show?
I am listening on the stream right now.
Wow, you got up for that?
Hi, Mac. It's Uncle Mike. How are you?
How you doing, Mike? I'm doing well.
No, I don't think you are, Mac.
Do you have us on speakerphone, Mac?
I do not.
Okay.
Mac, you were late again. You were late again today. Is that correct?
Well, really late. He's not even here yet.
You're a no-show.
He's not in route either.
Correct.
Mac, come on. We gotta start talking about look, we love having you around. It's a true delight having you in studio. But son, I have to tell you something. It's initiative, son. It's just getting the job done. You have to get some responsibility and get your ass out of bed and get into the studio. It's just not working with this letting people down. Let me explain to you about letting people down. Mm. Okay, Mac, I've been married 3 times. Okay, I've let a lot of people down in my life. All right, it always comes back to bite you in your head. Hairy ass. It does, Mac. That's just the way life goes. When you let people down, you might think everything's okay. But you know what it is, Mac? It's not okay. It's never okay. And life might roll on and you'll eat your hot dogs this weekend and have a fine old time. But the fact is, Mr. Santana and Mr. Spiewak and Mr. O'Mara, all the way down here in South Florida, will file away the fact that the Friday before 4th of July, a very important show, that you didn't show. You didn't care enough to get your ass in here, drive your ass in here, and show up for the show. It's very, very frustrating for these guys. And somebody's got to snap the underwear around your waist and say, pal, get it together.
Yeah,
do I make myself clear, Mac?
You do. And I completely understand. And I will buy multiple alarm clocks. I've already set a second alarm clock on outside of my room, so I have to
Mac,
get up to...
what does it feel like to be a slacker?
Yeah.
It feels horrible.
Okay.
How does it feel that
hold
every
on, wait,
intern...
No, I'm not done with him yet.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to make this phone call because I've got a suggestion here. Because we could... I think we've berated him enough. I truly do. I don't want to pile on that. I know you don't think we have, Rob, but I will tell you, I don't believe in berating somebody to a point where they don't want to even come in here ever again.
True.
I believe
I don't
that,
think that's your case.
Well, he's talking about his self-imposed punishment is to buy himself a new alarm clock. That, to me... not a punishment. Not a punishment that benefits the show. I believe there's got to be a penance that will involve
shame.
All of us, that will benefit
shame.
Us.
Hey, before
and it doesn't
you
necessarily have to involve shame. It's just something where where he could help us. He could help us on the show.
Before
you know?
We hand that out, there's one thing that we haven't asked, and this might really help everybody. Mac, why do you think you overslept? Do you have an excuse?
Great
time
question.
Did you go to sleep?
About 1 o'clock in the morning.
That's too
late.
A problem.
Too late,
a problem.
Son.
Yeah.
You know,
I do know that. and I know I'm going to have to change that.
Well, there are a few people that can handle it. There are people like Oscar Santana that can go to sleep at 5 a.m. and be here for the show at 9 o'clock and get made fun of because we see the bags under his eyes. But you obviously need 7 to 8 hours a night.
And I have to guess you were late because what, you were clubbing, out on a date? What happened?
I just had class. Class goes till 11. Then I eat dinner.
Whoa.
Hold it. What time does class go to?
Class, hold on. We might have caught him in a lie. He's a very bad liar. There is not. Class went till 11. Mac, if I'm now listen, before you answer, I'm going to give you a chance here. We have a team of people. We are going to find out exactly when that class ended. Before you answer this, no, we are going to vet this. We're going to know what time class started, what time it ended, and we're going to estimate what time that would have given you to get home. Now, what time did your class end?
You actually got me.
Okay.
Yes! Yes, sir. Mac, before you continue, I had a nickname given to me on the old Don and Mike show. It was called the crap detector. Mm-hmm. And so it's very important when we're talking to you, especially on the air, that you give us the true situation. So did you even have class last night?
That is what you got me with, yes.
I didn't have class at all, correct?
Oh, my God.
Thank you, gentlemen.
This is so similar to the lie that almost made your mother kill you.
I know, and I don't know why I just said it. I have class Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 6:30 to 10.
I've got a little puppet show I'm going to do right now. Here's the puppet called Path. Here's the puppet called Illogical. Path, say Illogical. Path, Illogical. Path, Illogical.
You glossed over something. He said he has class Monday, Wednesday, Friday, so no classes on Thursday, and even then it ends at 10:30, not 11. So there is a many, this is a tort. This is a layer cake of lies.
Well, I know what he was doing. He was playing on his computer last night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To 1 o'clock in the morning. You weren't watching TV, you were playing on your computer, right?
I was on my iPad.
Yeah, same thing.
Okay, what were you playing?
That's a form of computer.
I was watching crap on YouTube.
Oh, that's what you used to do when you pretended to go to class.
Did you watch any porn?
Yeah, were you watching any adult videos?
No, I was not watching adult videos.
No categories at all?
Now, that I believe. Do you hear that? Answer? Yeah, I believe that.
How dare you? I don't like girls in thongs.
Now, you know, if it's animated and there's sex going on, it's still an adult video, right?
I do understand that.
Okay.
What videos were you watching? Don't lie to us.
Most of them were Let's Plays of people playing video games.
Is that our connection?
That's his phone. And
Mac,
just
okay,
so
before
you know,
we let you
he
go,
was
we're
going to
dump you off the line. I'm going to dump you off the line here because I want to give you your assignment. And it's not going to be a bad assignment because it's going to be something that's not going to take a tremendous amount of effort. So it's right up your alley. Let me tell you what's going on here, okay? Mac, I would like you to write three poems.
Ooh.
I would like you to write a poem, and it can be any style of poem that you choose.
No, it has to rhyme. But has to rhyme.
All right, Rob's saying it has to rhyme. I'll allow that. They have to rhyme. You have to write a poem about Rob, about Oscar, and about me. And the next time you come, when is the next time he's on the schedule? Do we know, Rob, when he's supposed to pop in here?
He should be on Wednesday, right?
Wednesday.
No class on Tuesday night, you know.
By Wednesday, you have to write a poem for me, Rob, and Oscar.
And a haiku for me.
Yeah.
What's that?
A haiku
for you.
Yes.
You know what? Let me tell you something. I know the kid. Okay, Pony, I love you, but a fourth poem would kill him.
Yeah.
It would kill him, truly. I think if we're going to get this. And by the way, the one thing, I have instructions about the way you do this project. You are not going to do this project at the last minute. You're going to get it done before the holiday on the 4th. You're going to get it done, your Wednesday poem, before Monday, which means you're going to have to work on it this weekend.
As a matter of fact, I want it emailed to me by close of business
on
Sunday.
Timestamp.
I won't read it. I just want to know that I have it in hand.
I don't. You know what? I know you want to do that, but I really would love to have him bring them in.
Well, no, he will bring them in, but this is the only way we can prove
that he did
them in advance.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. And then, you know what? And I'm not sure whether we want him to read them or maybe I will read them.
I really want him to read them until you can't stand it, and then you can read them.
Okay, very good. So, Mac, that is your assignment. Are you up for the challenge?
I am up to the challenge. I will get it by Sunday.
and hit it out of the park, pal.
Yeah,
and
you can
and
do
Rob,
it.
Don't no reading ahead. No reading
of
ahead.
Course
just sort
not.
Of glance at it and make sure he'll
sure.
read. Rob will read everyone.
That's
he
right.
He can't help himself. He will do that.
Remember, why I lie. Ask yourself that question.
Yeah.
Well, Oscar's got
I
a
know.
Problem with that, and I have a problem with that as well. And
I know.
You know, you got to think about that on the weekend. What are your plans for the 4th of July, Mac?
Plans hang out with a friend, maybe go to a movie.
Go to a movie.
All right.
Okay.
Have you ever seen the Jim Carrey movie Liar Liar?
What are you planning to go see? You going to go see the Giant movie with your mother?
I actually really wanted to see that Spider-Man movie.
All right, your phone. Okay.
Yeah. How about you seeing getting a new phone line?
The phone mm-hmm. connection in the parking lot breaking up.
Okay,
go into Whole Foods. Get yourself a latte. All right. Thank you.
Bye, Matt.
That's our intern, Matt. Brittany, darling, I hope you heard that little exchange.
Oh, I did.
And I think that, you know, you certainly can learn a lot for how not to be an intern on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yes. Right? Yes, yeah, I know.
Good. Okay. No poems for you. Enjoy your weekend. Go party your ass off.
Hey, you know,
oh, I will. I'll be in Virginia Beach, so, you know.
Oh,
there you go.
See,
there
you go.
Pony.
I will be in Virginia Beach.
Oh, no. We're not going together.
Oh, that was really, really quick and really rude. All right.
Spicy Friday.
We'll take a break. Come back with Oscar Rossi right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
The first Craigslist transaction I ever had was in Arizona. We were there for maybe 2 months. I wanted to get a new Motorola Razr, right? I couldn't afford one, so I went on to the old sweaty Craigslist and said I'll pay cash for a used one because there's nothing right. better than and classier and more hygienic than a used cell phone.
Yeah, I mean, so, unless it was an actual used Razr. Yeah.
So I'm on Let Go right now. I'm looking at the
yeah, different. You are.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
What is near you, Mike?
Something well, it's the wrong color wood, but I could really use it.
What, is it a Same hospital bed?
No, it's a...
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Bonus.
Hey, boy.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. Vistaprint is the best, isn't it, Mike? It is. No matter what you need for the home or office, postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations, you name it, Vistaprint does it right, don't they, Mike? Huh? Don't they, Michael?
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, nothing beats their business cards. Am I right?
Yeah.
And now you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99. Yeah. And $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under $10. That's a great deal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't that fantastic? What did we see? What did you think you saw up in the sky today?
A very, very hours.
That's a
holy smoke.
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
Excuse me.
All right. I love lights. You. What, you want to say that again? Say that again.
Very hours.
The Aurora Borealis.
Oh, okay. I was like, yeah. I don't even know that.
My little guy.
That's awesome,
that's
man.
My little guy. Yeah. All right. Go see Mama. Go see Mama. Thank you. Bye, sweetheart. I love you. Oh, she got hooked on the charger. Okay, anyway, 500 business cards, $9.99. That's right, he said Aurora Borealis.
That's crazy.
Totally customizable front and back. Every one of us has designed cards. It's Vistaprint.com. Create your custom card and get 500 business cards, $9.99, a 50% savings. Remember, TMOS, go to Vistaprint.com and order yours today, ladies and gentlemen. Without further ado, let's bring him in. It's been a while. Oscar Santana's Oscar Rotzi.
Aye, 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 aye. Fellas.
Wow.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah, ask away.
Why would Apple buy Tidal? Another music streaming service.
I saw this morning, and this was my thought. They're not, is what they say, money can't buy happiness, right? They're not buying happiness. They're buying off unhappiness.
Mike, it's and I bring this up in the entertainment news because it's going to affect all of us.
Sure.
Those of us who have Apple Music have been in a world of kind of limbo when you choose your streaming services. You've got Spotify, you've got Tidal, you've got Apple Music.
Pandora.
Amazon.
Amazon as well. You have to decide which service you want to use these days. And the entire industry is shifting towards streaming, and it's happened for the past 3 years. Jay-Z started Tidal. We've talked about that multiple times here on the show. 20 artists bought in. They all own 2% of Tidal.
What is it? Was it like 2 years ago?
Yes.
Okay.
And what Apple is essentially doing is they're buying the exclusive rights for some of these artists that are on there, like Kanye West, Jay-Z, Madonna. And
Madonna.
That exclusivity will now go to Apple Music if this deal goes through. That being said,
are they trying to control all the content? Is that what they're trying to do? Just to own these?
They're buying into that market where Tidal was started by Jay-Z and the 19 other artists because they felt like the music industry wasn't being fair to the artists, especially the streaming industry, the software business side, where you would get a fraction of the price, even less than you would if you sold an entire song.
So this is going to ultimately
put them in the driver's seat.
Mm-hmm. Benefit the artists and benefit the consumers probably because you're not going to get pirated music and you're helping the artists.
Bingo.
They need to be. I mean, I believe in that. I really do.
And on the back end, as Apple controls the app store for their devices, they haven't updated the last Spotify app. So essentially, they're playing hardball now.
Yeah.
Does that apply to Beyonce's back end?
She is a part of Tidal. She's part owner.
Big back end.
So if you're out there, and you should also know that, you know, I'm no Apple mark, but you can get Apple Music for your, for if you have a .edu address, you can get it for half the price. And I never even knew that until I canceled my regular subscription, and I just re-upped with my half price .edu address.
Well, as anyone who deals with music on a large basis like I do, I find that buying my music through Amazon is much easier to deal with across all platforms.
It's fair.
I stay away from Apple as a rule because of their encoding and stuff like that.
And it helps the Mike O'Mara show. Just ask Uncle
Very
Sam.
True.
How's
Very
that?
True.
Uncle Sam, is he there?
No, he's not.
Oh, just check.
You want him here?
I like him, yeah.
Hold on a second. Let me just see it. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I didn't know you.
By the way, you have Amazon Prime streaming, which is amazing.
Yes.
And look for that soon on the website.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Gentlemen, yes, you can do all of that. I guess my point is that if you're streaming, you can decide. You have so many different products, and some are getting better, and some are getting worse.
And I think actually the industry has come a long way.
Yeah.
In all circles. Yeah.
Oh, here he is.
Okay,
Oh, Oscar.
Hey, Uncle Sam.
Hi. Enjoy Oscar Razzi. Goodbye.
Short and sweet.
There we go.
I love his hat.
Thank you. Such a Friday.
Gentlemen, would you go back to school if you knew Matthew McConaughey was going to be your professor?
I would only go back to school if my class ended at 11 o'clock.
Lie of lies.
It's a Thursday class, and it ends at 11. That's it. Yeah, that's the ticket.
What was your question again? I'm sorry.
If Matthew McConaughey was going to teach a class, would you go back to school to, you know, really
get in a class?
Yeah. In a heartbeat. I mean, if he was going to teach anything about acting, I think he's a great actor, and I'd love to hear.
Yeah, what's he
doing? Matthew McConaughey will teach a film class at his college alma mater and appear in the flesh once. You guarantee one course with him, you get a full
one
semester.
One class or one course?
You get a full semester of a class, but you get one live in-person actual session.
Yeah, I think that sounds like a gimmick.
Gimmick, yeah.
University of Texas at Austin will actually, this fall, you'll be able to audit into this class in their film school.
So that means somebody can just roll in, take the class, and be there, and it'll be packed, and it'll be a cluster F. And so I've changed my mind. No, I won't go back to school for that. I don't want to be there.
Mike, the class is Film 204, Taking Your Shirt Off, is what it's called.
Absolutely. And you know what? I'll do it. I'll do the same way. I love Matthew McConaughey, and I've been following him, and I'd love to see him in person. I'll go back to the old style of doing that, which is going to different Lincoln dealerships and hiding in the back seat of an MK, whatever it is.
Does it
hoping
say
that
how
he
much?
Gets in, you know. What's that? I'm sorry, Brittany.
Oh, I was going to say, does it say how much the classes are?
That's a good question.
It's a standard credit hour. It does not say, but it's not any more expensive or any cheaper.
Mm. All right.
Are you thinking of transferring?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
Are you a Matthew McConaughey fan, Brittany?
No, I heard he stinks.
Oh, that's true.
I've heard he doesn't
too.
Wear deodorant.
Yeah, I've heard that he actually does have an odor issue.
What about those abs?
Don't matter how. Well, now they're dripping that way.
It doesn't matter how. Oh, shit. Were you doing your Matthew? Go ahead. Do your Matthew.
That's my Matthew.
That's great. I love that.
Mike, you probably see this in your, you're not on Yahoo anymore. Maybe you've seen it on your Google News feed.
Can I tell you thank you for that yesterday? I'm not kidding you. It's night and day. It's absolutely something I should have done years ago, and I wish I had, just as far as the sheer volume of information that I can access in a short period of time.
And it's aggregated. You don't have to jump from page to page to page to page to page.
Oh,
God. And you know, and I don't have to wade through. Chloe's abs look better than anything. Jesus Christ. That's fantastic. I don't go to the Yahoo anymore.
Yahoo.
Taylor Swift and Tom Hiddleston. He's Loki, if you are a comic book fan.
British actor, correct?
Yes. Yeah. There is a rumor now that they're actually not in love, and this is a precursor to a new video that Taylor Swift is filming.
Oh, I hope they're together because Rob Mayer has coined the phrase Swiddleston for them as a couple, and I really like it.
And if you remember,
that's the Rob and Joe show. If you want to check it out in the morning,
when Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez were dating,
yeah, a long time ago,
At the beginning of the relationship, they filmed that one video.
Yeah, and they also didn't they make Geely together? Was he in that with her?
Yes, yeah. Yes. But of their relationship, this is some people are saying now, and this is from People Magazine, that the relationship is actually meant to almost mock or set up the paparazzi into a place where it parlays it into a music video. The
if that
pictures.
Is indeed true, if that happens to be true, this is why I will roll my eyes and say F you to both stars. Because do you really believe that at this stage in her career, Taylor Swift needs to gimmick her way to fame? I mean,
she can't help it. I honestly think she can't help it. She screws everything in pants and she promotes all day long.
This is what she does. What's wrong with you? How dare you?
Well, it'll make me sick and I will wish her ill will if that is the case. I don't like being played. Thank you.
Or you could say on the other side of the coin that this is why she's so successful.
Yeah, and then she'll pick up the coin and put it in her pocket.
Because while we may be disgusted by it, I got that pony. This is that machine, right? Yeah. That machine that continues to promote.
I don't know. I'm just going to go out and eat a messy sandwich.
Okay.
Gentlemen. You know, she looks like she could have one too. Skinny.
Stop! I was just trying. You're taking it too far, and you're finishing the thought again. I want people to listen to the bonus show. Mm-hmm. We talk about food on the bonus show this week.
Good bonus show. Mm-hmm. So good.
It's a really good bonus show.
We could all walk away, and we have a chance. We could actually decide what we want to do with our lives, if we want to make a music video or walk away from the podcast. I actually would continue doing the podcast if that was possible.
Mm-hmm.
You gentlemen?
I actually may continue. May. There'd be a modification in schedule. There'd be no question about that. I would want to have more total free time, but I would tell you I'd still do it because this is just too much fun. I never dreamed that I would be doing this for this long and still having fun doing the show. And I do. I absolutely love it. And it's just, I put it up there with doing all the things that I love to do. And that was not the case all the time.
True enough.
Doing a radio show in an environment where creativity was stifled, where backstabbing took place, where there were bad things happening behind the scenes that I could not control, that was not a joy. Doing this is fun. This is just kind of fun. Absolutely.
I would stay and do it if we were closer to Leesburg.
Well, you know what? If
we'd
that
fix
happened,
that, yeah,
you'd get that.
Well, I do it regardless. But
oh, good for you!
Mega Millions, $415 million jackpot is the third largest ever. Head on out to your 7-Eleven or liquor store, wherever it may be in your state, if you play Mega Millions.
Getting one today. Everybody buying one. Everybody
buying one as well. Third
largest.
All right,
what's the deal? I love to do this. Let's make arrangements right now. Okay.
Rob doesn't like to do that. Remember, he really hates it.
Why did I ever say that? I never said that.
All right, here's the deal. For the three, let's just so that we don't involve anybody else on the show. They'll have to. They do whatever they want to do. In the event the three of us, one of us hits it, what do we give
the
other guys on the show?
Split it.
No, I don't want to. No. I'm not splitting it. I don't want. I want.
What
to
is
split.
The price?
You know what? I don't like your rules. I'm going alone.
You're gonna go
alone.
Yeah,
you and Rob play. You're fine.
Split the whole thing down the middle.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna do.
Because what I was gonna
a third,
do,
a third,
Mike,
a third. What were you gonna do? Break me off $1 million?
No, I was gonna break you off two.
Oh.
I was just going to reimburse. I was going to reimburse you for the cost of your tickets.
All right, Rob, let's talk about that. You know what? Oscar and I were giving our opinion for the cause. How do you want to do it? How do you want to?
The estimated take home is what, like 50?
No, it's 450.
I mean, after taxes and everything,
50%.
They don't take.
You'd
70%.
Probably go home with $200 million.
$200 million. I would give each of you $10 million. Are you kidding?
I'll do that. Is that cool with you, Oscar?
That's not good enough for me. I like.
Well, that's okay. $10 million and your patio.
All right, so Rob, $10 million, we'll agree to do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
But so Oscar,
that
pony, means
you and
if
I,
you,
Why don't we get in on that?
That's not, that's, no, I 50, want 50, four 50, of us. 50, God 50, damn it. 50,
don't you 50. See what this is doing? It's tearing us apart.
All right, I'll do it. Okay, you bastard. I will. We will split it. We will split
we're
it evenly.
Over money we're not going to have.
We will split it. The four.
So
okay,
silly.
Is it a deal
yeah,
that we get
deal.
Equal shares?
Deal.
All right,
deal.
Bob, are you in?
100%.
All right, how
I
many
mean,
tickets are
33%.
We buying? How many tickets are we buying? How many tickets are we
I'm
buying?
I'm going to buy 10.
I'm going to do $20 worth, whatever that
I'm
is.
I'm going to do $20 10. Worth at all. Oscar, make it $20 worth.
Okay,
to make 20. It more,
well, that's, that's $20. Aren't they $2 a piece?
Yeah,
are they
so.
$2
yeah,
a piece?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So 10
right,
tickets
so 10,
is $20.
We're each buying 10. Pony, yeah. You okay with that?
I don't buy that.
Okay,
Pony's
out.
Pony's out. Pony's out.
Pony's out. The three of us will split it evenly. Very good.
And he cursed. That's how passionate he is about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll take
great.
Care of him too.
Yeah.
We'll
yeah,
take
yeah,
care
yeah,
of him.
I
won't.
We'll remember this.
Mike, we'll take care of him. Good
that
night,
is nurse. Oscar Rotzi. Play your hearts away.
We'll take a break. Come back with the Holiday Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
And on tomorrow's episode of the show, Rob, get up to the mic. Rofo, come here. You said you were going to join a gym. Did you join a gym?
Well, I did. I didn't make my way into a gym.
All right, we're going to attempt to find out whether or not
fat
Rob
again?
Finally joined a gym. And we're going to play a great music what? Game.
Oh, I'm going to get you on this one.
Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Download the app and subscribe on iTunes.
And buy a T-shirt.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Getting fat again.
Well, that's what happens when you get in a relationship, right?
Yeah,
we've all been through it.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I remember, I'm probably the only person in there sat next to him at a hockey game.
That's true.
And I'm a big person. I'm always the one. It's the first time I can remember where I was the guy next to RJ. And, you know, I'm the guy that normally feels self-conscious
yes.
about my size. He seriously put me into another section at the Verizon Center. He is pure wit.
When
he's pure wit,
down,
seriously.
He spreads like a fog machine.
She's like effing 11 feet from one end to the other. It's ridiculous. It's like, I think I'll have a pet. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Warby Parker.
This is nice to us.
Do you hate getting new eyeglasses, the choices, the hassle, the expense? Forget about it because Warby Parker is the answer. You know, Rofo wears glasses, doesn't he?
Yeah, really wide ones.
You tell him to get some new frames, and he should get them with the try-on program at Warby Parker.
Yes.
You don't have to worry about outrageously priced eyewear. Prescription glasses start at just $95, and that includes frames, lenses, and coating. Depending how long they stay on with us at Warby Parker, I would love, if we're, you know, we'll find out what the dates are.
Yeah.
I'd love to do a try-on program with Rofo.
Yeah.
And see what he looks like and get him some. Doesn't he need to upgrade his frames a little bit, right?
Yes. Many things need to be done.
WarbyParker.com/TMOS. You can choose your five favorite styles. They're shipped to you with no obligation. Then you have 5 days for family and friends to help you decide. I'm wearing my Warby Parkers right now. I've already bought them. These are,
those are beautiful.
These are my glasses. These are my prescription glasses. Warby Parker, your alternative to overpriced eyewear because there's no middleman. And go to WarbyParker.com/TMOS to pick out your five favorite frames. They'll ship them to you for free. That's WarbyParker.com/TMOS to get started with a free home try-on kit. WarbyParker.com/TMOS. Do it today. Without further ado, let's open the audio vault for 4th of July weekend Friday, July 1st, 2016. Take it away, Rob.
4th of July.
I wanted to do a little something special because it's the holidays and many of us are getting together with our family.
Yep.
And this is one of my favorite holiday stories. This one will bring us all together. So take a moment and bring your family around the radio. Mike, think back to July 4th, 1983. Mm-hmm. It was the first era of the Reagan administration. And James Watt said, no more rock and roll acts on the National Mall.
I was around for it. I remember it, that hump.
And who did he bring in?
Wayne Newton.
Let's relive that moment with this classic 4th of July story.
4th of July celebrations are underway all over the country this weekend, but the most attention is being reserved for the one here in Washington tomorrow. Betting is going on all over town as to whether he will draw as many people as the Beach Boys.
A torrential rainstorm threatened to cancel the concert.
I'm praying that it continues to rain because I thought that's the only thing that can save me. And I said, just keep the faith. And I went out on stage and I said to the crowd, the show will go on. And if you're willing to stay, I'm more than ready and willing and able to do the show. Well, the place went up for grabs, and a bolt of lightning went through the place. And I went back to the trailer, and we waited. It couldn't have been 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
5 minutes. And the PR lady came running in and she said, there is a rainbow over the Washington Monument.
Ladies and gentlemen, Wayne Newton! I thank you from the bottom of my heart for being here. And we're going to do our damnedest to give you the best show that we're capable of giving.
I ended the show with America and asked the crowd to sing.
Quit playing, I want to hear them sing.
And they heard that crowd singing 8 city blocks away.
Hey, I was there. He was a dick. Not Wayne Newton. James Watt.
Oh, yeah, the
he
worst.
Didn't like, and by the way, since when are the Beach Boys not vanilla?
He Tell me about
the,
it.
He didn't want the Beach Boys. They were a legendary. It was the 4th of July thing with the Beach Boys, summertime, and he brought in Wayne Newton.
Well, he was between Wayne Newton and Motorhead, and
Jesus
he chose Wayne
Christ.
Newton.
You want to know why I'm an effing Democrat, for God's sake? Bring in Wayne Newton. Thank you very much.
They heard it for 8 blocks.
Yeah. Here's my style of entertainment. Yeah. You bunch of mallet heads.
I'm sorry that Mike, a lot of people don't know, this is the first year in many years that Mike is not at Wimbledon. He's actually stayed in America.
Those white behind, shorts.
Yes, thank you very much. Wearing the shorts, though, too.
Absolutely.
Yes,
but
commando.
There was a pretty good dust up between a Serbian tennis player. His name was Viktor Troicki.
I didn't see the video of this. I heard it as I was doing my little pre-op exercises in the back room. Had a full-fledged meltdown.
It was
right?
great. What happened is he held the tennis ball up to the judge and said, white, 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 because if the ball had landed on the line, it would have the chalk on it.
Mm-hmm.
But here is how it sounded when you were watching Wimbledon yesterday.
Come on, please, look at it. What? Look at it. Worst umpire ever in the world. What are you doing? Did you see the ball? You're so bad!
This is a 5-3 in the fifth and final set.
Amber, do you know what you did? Do you know what you did? Do you know what you did? You're horrible!
You're horrible!
What? A ball! You know what you did, stupid man charging big chair! You suck ass!
So, oh my God, we're running late. Go to our YouTube page and watch the lady who forgets to close her sunroof going through the car wash. It's better unbleeped anyway. And okay. Let us close with this. Great news for broadcasting. And Conan O'Brien says something so fitting. Farewell, Nancy Grace.
Y'all know Nancy Grace. Nancy Grace is leaving Headline News in October. Yeah. Network said she'll be replaced by an especially loud leaf blower.
Good riddance to bad rubbish. Have a safe holiday, everybody. Light fuse, get away. Have a good weekend.
Oh, my God. That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, everybody. Thank you for all your support. Have a fabulous holiday weekend on the 4th of July. And, you know, I've been watching a lot of those local news stories where they're talking about how many ways you can kill yourself
yes.
on the weekend. So, you know, mind yourself around the fireworks. We don't want any handless listeners coming in to listen to us next Tuesday.
Okay, Mike.
Yeah, okay.
I thought you could keep the lid closed.
But anyway, be careful and have a fabulous 4th of July celebrating our independence. And I hope you have a great fireworks, a great cookout, all the wonderful things. And thank you once again to everybody from 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. Check us out if you're heading down this weekend. If you're already down there and going out to dinner, 7 to 9, we'll be on the air for you this weekend on Friday and then back on Monday night. And all next week if you're taking the whole week off.
Sure.
Anyway, take care. Happy 4th, and we'll see you next time. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Remember, remember the 5th of November.
4th of July.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.